The Godfrey goes, there are things I will not know, melodies on the radio, tune into my favorite show before they kill me and all my co-hosts. Tune in on every coast. Think of us when you give every toast. Every toast. Every toast. 'Cause there are strangers at every door.
Hi, welcome to the Tough Guy Podcast. I'm your host, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and this is my co-host, Sylvester Stallone.
Hey, I'm Sly. We're tough guys.
On the Tough Guy Podcast, we'll be discussing tough things like meat and climbing and fighting and judo and moves.
Strong men? We like strong men? We like bear. We like pussy.
We like doing manly things. Like making love to beautiful women. Discussing toughness and manly things.
Like making love to beautiful women.
Making love to beautiful women and oiling ourselves up and fighting and doing push-ups and squats.
Going on TV. Going on TV.
And burping.
Bodily functions. Above all, wrestling. Muscles.
Yeah.
Looking really hot at the gym.
Every week on the Tough Guy Podcast, me, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and my co-host Sylvester Stallone will discuss muscles and oil and working out and manly things. We'll also be discussing tough guy news from the week.
So many tough guys in the news these days. So many tough guys in the news these days.
Yeah.
It's a really beautiful thing, Arnold.
They say, you know, Sylvester, they say that things are difficult for tough guys these days. It's not really a world that is conducive to tough guys.
But some guys that stand out. Some guys will make a difference. That's what we're here to talk about. Okay. Jacksonville, Florida.
So, Sylvester, can you remember anything from your week that reminded you about being tough? I can tell you a story from my week that reminds me about toughness.
Well, one thing stood out. A man made a beer run, Jacksonville convenience store, carrying a live alligator with his mouth taped shut. Video posted by television station WTLV. Shows an unidentified man walking into Jacksonville store, holding the gator in his right hand, and he says, "Y'all ain't out of beer. Y'all ain't out of beer, are you?"
That's pretty tough. That story involves two things, which are tough guys are known for: reptiles and beer.
You think you had a big dick?
I'm sure they had a big old honking dick dong. Yes, we have expression in Austria where I'm from. We have an expression about a man. We call a man's member his bratwurst.
Where I come from, Philadelphia, we say if he carries a big elevator, he's got a big dick.
Ha 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 ha. That's one thing that I love about it. You know, Sylvester, that's one thing that I love about you.
What is it? What is it, Arnold? Spit it out. Spit it out. You a tough guy or not?
About the size of people's dicks.
Yeah. I don't know why. Just always like that.
Wow. That's, you know, it's, they are saying that being tough is not just about boxing anymore, but it's also about being able to confront your sensitivity and your toxic masculinity as well. But it's also about muscles and meat.
I tried to explore this in the movies I make.
Yeah. Tell me, Sylvester, which of the movies that you made was the toughest?
I'd say, you know, on Rocky 3, I asked for bacon, and I didn't get fucking bacon. Can you believe that shit?
Meat is very manly.
Oh. I try to explain it to them, but like, they're all hippies, they're all liberals.
So I have
to
say,
they're a bunch of liberal cucks, they can't take it.
It's okay. It's okay, but don't. You're aware of it.
Well, personally, now I'm vegan. Because I think that it is even more manly for me to have big muscles while eating only plants and frolicking with little bunny rabbits.
You of all people should know, ain't nothing tough about being a vegan. I eat meat every day.
Listen, tough men can cry, and tough men can also disagree about things.
Tough men can agree to give up meat on Mondays and Tuesdays.
Very well. Bah, Sylvester, I know we've been close all these years, but I feel even closer with you now that we are having a conversation about manliness on our own very new, brand new podcast on Radio Free Brooklyn.
I'm so glad for Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm so glad for Tom Tenney. Speaking of manly men,
yeah.
Speaking of tough, fucking big, burly, brawny, sexy men, we gotta talk about Tom Tenney.
Sylvester, what you say is true. The head of the Radio Free Brooklyn Community Radio is a tough, good-looking man.
Oh, I mean, he's almost tougher than me. He's not tougher, but he's almost tougher.
No, Sylvester, there's no one tougher than you.
Oh, I'd say there's you. There's you, buddy. There's you. Undeniable.
Isn't friendship special, Sylvester?
Oh, it's the most special thing in the world. Why do you think I'm such a man? Why do you think I got such a deep voice? Why do you think I made all those movies? It's because I'm a confident man surrounded by his friends.
Well, listen. Let's slow it down a bit. And do a callback. Hi, I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. You're listening to the Tough Guy podcast on Radio Free Brooklyn. With my co-host, Sylvester Stallone.
Hey. Hey everyone, I'm a tough guy too.
Liz, why don't you read some more tough news events?
Alright kids. Gather around. You ever hear of something called Spartacus? You ever hear of Spartacus, Arnold?
Of course I've heard of Spartacus. Spartacus is one of my heroes.
I'm not talking about the movie. I'm talking about the real person.
You know
who Spartacus is.
The movie was so fantastic. But I also love the story of the real Spartacus.
Yeah.
He's very much of an inspiration.
Most people don't know. Spartacus is a real guy. So. He was a Thracian gladiator. Who was one of the escaped slave leaders in the Third Servile War.
Is there more music?
Yeah, there's more music.
Continue reading about Spartacus.
A major slave uprising against the Roman Republic. Little is known about Spartacus beyond the events of the war. Surviving historical accounts are sometimes contradictory. They ought to always be reliable. The rebellion interpreted by some as an example of oppressed people fighting for their freedom against the slave-owning oligarchy has provided inspiration for many political thinkers. Tough guys.
Wow, it looks like Spartacus inspired a lot of tough guys throughout history.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Says. Yeah, tough guys like Karl Marx. Listed Spartacus, one of his heroes, described him as the most splendid fellow in the whole of ancient history.
Wow.
Noble character, real representative of the ancient proletariat.
Wow, I've been called a lot of things in my day, Sylvester, but never a representative of the ancient proletariat.
Well, Arnold, I believe in you, and I think if you're in enough Terminator movies, someday you will.
I love the Terminator. It's one of my favorite movies.
Hey, say the line, Arnold. Say the line.
You are Terminator. It makes me feel so manly when I'll be back.
Arnold, I love it.
It. Sometimes, listen, Sylvester, I have to admit something very personal to you. Sometimes, can I admit it to you?
Of course, Arnold, say whatever you want.
Oh, Sylvester, that's why you're such a good friend of mine. Listen, sometimes when I'm at home and I'm looking at myself in the mirror after I've made love to a beautiful woman, I look at my pectoral muscles and I look at them dance and I watch them and I say, you are terminated. And I say, I'll be back. It's not...
And how do you feel?
Oh, that makes me feel so good, but it also makes me feel like maybe I should confront my toxic masculinity. If I feel the need to be quoting myself.
Does it ever make you feel like all that bodybuilding was like for nothing? Cause it didn't make you a bigger man on the inside, just on the outside.
Sylvester, when I think about myself, Arnold Schwarzenegger, I think that everyone knows me as a tough guy and a strong man. And they're right, I'm tough. But I'm not just tough because I can lift rocks and spin around carts and the wheel of pain. I'm also tough because I feel on the inside.
Do you want to share for our audience maybe some of those feelings on the inside? Feelings on the inside.
I just feel like sometimes being tough is such a responsibility. Like, if I'm not going to be tough, then who will?
Sometimes I get in front of that camera. I'll be training for some movie. And I think I gotta be the example for everybody. You know? I gotta be higher than everybody else. And I think, Sly, how long are you gonna continue doing this? Sly, how long are you gonna continue being such a tough guy? But, you know.
You know, the other day.
Every day I gotta go do it. Every day I just gotta go. I gotta be Sly.
The other day, I was at home with my wife. And she said, hey, Arnold, can you come over here and help me move the refrigerator? And I said, listen, wife, I don't know if I can do that. I feel like maybe it's probably not a good idea for me to be carrying 900 pounds and it's shaped that way. You know, I am a tough guy, but I don't want to injure myself. And she said, wow, Arnold, it sounds like maybe you're not as tough as you used to be. And it's really hard. So I walked over to the fridge and I picked it up. And I lifted it over my head and I said, is this tough enough for you? And then I felt tough, but I went upstairs to my room and I cried.
Did she comfort you and make love to you after?
Yes. But I knew that it was just to make me feel better because I was not feeling tough.
Well, that's why we do the Tough Guy Show. Because I think there's lots of guys that don't feel tough. You know? Maybe.
That is true. And that's why we always try to serve as a role model. Because we're always working out.
Yeah.
And being tough.
Yeah. And maybe.
And doing moves.
Maybe you missed a few days on your workout. Maybe a family member disrespected you. Maybe a foreigner came and fucked your wife. Hey, who knows? Who knows?
One never knows these days. There are all kinds of tough new things that are happening in the world. Sometimes it makes me wish that I'd been born into a younger generation, but then maybe I wouldn't have been a trailblazer of toughness.
But Arnold, you're Mr. Olympia. For 10 years in a row.
Listen, these are standards of beauty that I don't think everyone can live up to.
But you were, but Arnold, you're governor of California for 12 years, for 8 years.
Listen, when I was the governor of California,
that's like I was the fourth largest economy in the world.
Listen, when I was the governor of California, I always made sure that all the kids would work out and try and eat healthy and be tough.
Did it work?
To some extent, yes.
Well, Arnold, I think you can say you left your mark on the world. Who am I? I'm just Sly. All I did was make all those Rocky movies and all the Rambo movies and, you know, got really rich. I mean, does that make me tough? I think it does.
Sylvester, there are so many things that make you tough, guy. We wouldn't have cast you in the Expendables if you weren't going to, if you weren't tough. Every one of the Expendables is tough.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me, do you have any tough memories from that movie?
One time, I was backstage, and one of them grips, I needed help, and I looked around, and that union rep wasn't looking, so I helped him out. I helped him lift something. It's true, that was tough. One time on set. Until on set, they wanted to go to 16 hours, and I said no. I said absolutely not. We're cutting this day off, because the workers deserve better. Yeah. That was when I was tough.
Wow. That really is a tough story. Listen,
I said this is a big movie. We got plenty of money. There's no reason we should do a long schedule, huh? And I'm Sly, and I'm tough. So you all do what I say. What I say goes. We're doing this movie on a normal schedule. You got it?
Wow. That must have been really tough on some of the cast.
Well, you can tell they didn't like it. It was the right thing to do.
Sometimes tough decisions don't just affect ourselves. They affect everyone else.
Like Jesus and them 5,000. Oh, never mind. Listen, it was in the Bible. It's in the Bible, all right? It's in the Bible. Jesus. Okay. Jesus. He's got a crowd of 5,000 people. And he's got 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And his buddies, they say, hey, Jesus, we can't feed all these people. And he says, no.
Tell me, Sylvester, what did Jesus do after that?
He gave the bread and the fish to everybody. And according to the Bible, everybody was fucking happy. Yeah.
So he started out with only one fish and one loaf of bread, and he fed 5,000 people.
Yeah, dude, he's a tough motherfucker, Jesus.
Well, that is tough.
Yeah.
You know, the toughness runs through the story of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like when he fucking, like when he kicked all those Egyptians. I don't know.
Well, he was crucified.
Oh, you gotta be real tough to be crucified.
Yeah.
He carried that cross all the way through town. I mean, come on. Nobody helped him.
And along the way, they were lashing him and pelting him with stones and opening up cuts into his muscular back.
Man, and he kept on standing up, and he just took it, and he kept on preaching to all them people.
Jesus was tough.
Jesus was a tough motherfucker. That's right.
That's why so many people respect him. It's because of how tough he was.
You know, the other day, I was feeling real tough, okay? I was feeling real tough, and my girlfriend said, hey, Sly, you don't pick up enough around the house. She said, Sly, why don't you make the bed sometimes? And she said, Sly, hey, how come you never take out the garbage? And what I wanted to say was, oh, I'm Sly Stallone, oh, I'm tough, I'll do whatever I want. But what I really said was, oh, I'm Sly Stallone, I made all those movies, I'm Rocky, and I'm Rambo, and there's a bunch of middle-aged dudes that love me, but I also got to take out the trash. And I got to do the laundry. And I got to change the sheets.
Sometimes you don't think of tough guys doing laundry or changing the sheets. But they do.
When a tough guy sprays a big fat load all over a lady's tits. He's got cum rags in the he's got cum rags in the nightstand to fucking help her out. That's tough.
The sexual experiences are tough. Sometimes it's tough to understand your partner. Sometimes it's tough to sometimes it's tough to be emotionally connected with someone.
Huh?
Sometimes it's tough to be emotionally connected with someone when you're trying to make love.
I know what you mean, Arnold. Sometimes you just can't get there. And what do? You got a duty in that moment. How do you fulfill it when you're just not feeling it?
You have to reach deep inside of your own feelings. And just know, like, and just find the toughness to get through it.
Just like that.
Pretty tough.
Yeah.
Oh, look.
Tough men. Who's calling? Oh, who's calling? Luke.
Can you connect? Hey, Sylvester, can you connect your phone to the...
Pause it then.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Oh, incoming message.
Oh, my God.
Incoming message.
Sylvester, it seems like we are getting a message.
yeah, exactly. Something like that. It's been here the whole time. It's fine.
But it's a voice now.
Oh, yeah.
Sylvester, why don't you play the incoming call?
Jesus.
Stop that.
Sylvester, it's me. Leon Pancetta. The head. The round, thick head of the CIA. D-I-C-K. The one they don't tell you about. You guys are tough. The two toughest guys I know. And there's a fucking... It's a comet headed to Earth. We need you guys to fly up there and put a fucking... You gotta put a comet bomb there. You gotta be fucking tough about it. All right, boys, you gotta be tough with this fucking... this bomb.
Holy shit.
Holy shit. Guys, it's an emergency.
Huh. Time to get tough, wouldn't you say? I'd say tough times.
Sylvester, our friend Leon Pancetta from the Central Intelligence Agency has called us to try and prevent a comet from striking the Earth. Because we are the two toughest guys he knows.
Definitely. Arnold Sly, toughest dudes.
I think we have to save the world.
Gonna save the world. Gonna save everybody. Gonna crack some beers. Gonna fuck some pussy. Gonna be great.
Let's focus on getting rid of this comet first, but I agree.
Very well.
Let's go back to our space shuttle. The one that was given to me by the government of Ukraine once I gave up. When they gave it up at the end of the Cold War.
Is that a prize for being the toughest dude around?
You're like, oh, you're so tough. We want you to have our space shuttle.
It's amazing the things people just give you when you're a tough guy.
The people are very kind. When you're tough, people are kind. Toughness and kind. Let's set off the space alarm so that we can take off. Ten. Nine.
Eight.
Seven.
Six.
Five.
Four.
Three.
Two.
One.
Blast off.
Oh, Sylvester! We are flying up into the stratosphere! But I hope that we make it to the comet in time to plant the comet bomb!
Oh, I sure hope that too. It's gonna happen. Gotta have faith in yourself. I got faith in myself. Arnold, you got faith? It's a virtue, you know.
I know I'm tough, but am I tough enough to save the world?
Well, we both did it in movies, so, you know.
Hopefully this will mean that we are the two most qualified... the two most qualified tough guys around to save the world from the comet.
There's no better people than us.
We go, oh, Sylvester, look up ahead. I can see the comet. I can see its tail. We gotta initiate the landing procedure.
Oh, beautiful in this comet.
Whoa.
That's wow. A beautiful comet, ain't it?
Sylvester, you did an extraordinary landing on the comet.
Thank you.
Let us put on our space suits and walk out and carry the comet bomb onto the surface.
Boy. Wow. This bomb sure is heavy.
This comet bomb is heavy.
A good thing we're really tough guys.
Oh, yeah. That's a good thing that we are tough. Now let's prepare to set it off. Oh, look, it looks like we're getting a new transmission.
Leon Pancetta here again. I'm just so fucking... I'm just so greasy right now, jeez. But listen. Planting the comet bomb. There's something I didn't tell you, because I wasn't tough enough to be straight up with some fucking tough guys like you right off the bat when you were in the room with me, or when you were on the same planet as me, but because you were too fucking tough. But now that you're tough in space far away from me, I gotta say... The comet bomb is gonna fucking kill you guys as you flee. It happened with all the fucking Polacks we sent up there and all the French whose lives are disposable that tried this and died. Unless you have to jerk each other off.
Huh?
It's the only way.
What?
You have to jerk each other off at, like, right before.
Jerk each other off? What is that?
Well, I think that's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like.
Sylvester, you're my close friend, and I'm not homophobic, but I don't want to jerk you off.
Yeah, you know, come to think of it, Arnold, I think my tough guy days are over. I think I'm gonna call it a day.
This one is a little bit, we are up here in space, but this one is a little bit too tough for me. Maybe we can, if we each jerk off individually, it'll have the same effect. Oh, look, we're getting another transmission.
Okay, listen. I know. Okay, you think you're clever, and you're gonna jerk off alone, at home. Doesn't work that way. If you jack off individually, it won't get enough hand job energy. There's no time. Look, I don't have any time to explain. You gotta jerk each other off. All right, each other. And if you try to fucking jerk off alone, the comet is gonna find out immediately. And it's gonna punish you. It's gonna fucking make you pay, right? You know, don't ask me what price. Jerk each other off. And let's blast that comet out of the sky.
Jesus. Me, Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'd have to be jerking off my friend Sylvester Stallone on the comet that's hurtling towards the Earth.
You know, it's been great being a tough guy and everything, but Arnold, I think this is where I get off, you know.
Sylvester,
I'm not a tough guy anymore.
You're not thinking clearly. If we don't jerk each other off, the entire world will be destroyed. All of your friends, all of the hot ladies that are back on Earth will be destroyed.
That's a good point. But I think I just ain't tough enough.
Sylvester, you're wrong. You have to jerk off. You have to jerk off now, and then you have to jerk me off.
Does this mean you talk about confronting bisexuality?
Sylvester, I think it's time that you confront your bisexuality. We spend all day talking about muscles and manly things. I think we need to jerk each other off. If jerking each other off can save the world, then we have to do it. We have to confront our bisexuality.
You think? Maybe. I think I see what you're saying. I mean, maybe. Maybe jerking another guy off. Maybe sometimes. Maybe sometimes it's a tough thing. You know?
Maybe sometimes. Being willing to confront our feminine side or our homosexual side is actually a sign of toughness. Because it allows us to be more complete men.
You know, I was always scared of that. I was always scared.
What does a tough guy do? He confronts his fears.
I was always scared one day, somebody might catch me thinking about men in a certain way. Or sometimes I was scared somebody
Sylvester,
would...
Sylvester!
Sometimes I was scared somebody would look through my browser history, right? Or sometimes I was scared that somebody would catch me in the closet with my cousin. And sometimes I'm scared that I'm gonna have to jerk another guy off to like save the fucking planet, right? But now that I'm in this situation, I realize there's nothing to be scared of.
There's nothing to be scared of. We are tough men. We are manly men. We have to save the world. Now pull out your cock, Sylvester.
We are tough guys, eh?
Yeah. Let's pull out that tough rod.
Grab my dick, my friend. Let's do this.
Sylvester, your penis is gigantic.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, Arnold. Take a look at my cock.
Arnold, you got a great dick.
I must say,
and long balls.
Oh, yes, my balls. In Austria, we call them my Leberwurst. All right. Quickly. Sylvester, jerk me off harder.
I didn't think I was going to like this. It's great, though. No, it's fine. I don't mind either.
I'm more concerned with having to save the world quickly. Sylvester, it's time for you to come.
You close to what?
It's time for you to come, Sylvester. I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. Quickly, the comet bomb is counting down.
10. 9, 8,
let's get to our fucking spaceship!
Holy shit, let's get out of here! Holy shit, let's get out of here! Well, you know the trail left behind by our spaceship kind of reminds me of the issue.
It reminds me of the ejaculate,
male ejaculate.
And
sometimes the female ejaculate.
Look out the window! The comet bomb is about to explode!
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
We did it! We saved the world!
We really are tough guys, aren't we?
We are so tough! Before, we only played tough guys in movies! But now I realize that in a real life situation, I was able to be tough!
Do you think this is gonna put our podcast at number one?
I hope that people will listen to our podcast. It really is quite a fortunate coincidence that this incident occurred while we were recording it.
Well, you know, they say, you make your own luck, especially when you're tough.
You want to hear more tough guys in action? Tune in next week for the Tough Guy Podcast.
Radio Free Brooklyn. Unfortunately, it's on Saturdays, but the good news is we're on iTunes.
You know, Sylvester.
Yeah?
When I think of America, I think of all the tough men and women that are from this country who did tough things.
Yeah, I think of all the brave souls who have engaged in mutual masturbation to save the world.
How many more do you think there have been before us?
Oh, dozens. Hundreds.
Dozens and hundreds of men and women who've had to jerk each other off to save the planet.
True patriotism.
There's a lot of people around the world who don't understand that the soul of this country is good and pure.
And the lesson learned here, tough men are also a little gay.
And it's okay, you can be very tough if you're a little gay. And you can be very gay and a lot tough.
Oh yeah.